Thank you, Jesus. All right, Wednesday, and here we are again. 6:16:21, no nonsense look at the book of Revelation. Title, 7, God's number of completion. Okay. All right, the Lord began to say to me, the 6 days that God gave man are coming to a close, and the 7th day is about to begin. Genesis 2 is the first scripture I want to look at. Chapter 2, verse 1, thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the 7th day, God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the 7th day from all his work which he had made. All right, God did his part, then he gave the earth to man to tend, take care of. Heard someone say this, and it's true. God is watching what men are doing in the earth. It's like being bound and gagged and watching a toddler with a loaded gun. Think about that. You're in a room and you're bound and gagged. And there's a toddler with a gun. Yeah. With a loaded gun. Yeah. All right, Psalms. I want to look at a few scriptures. We're going to have there's a lot of scriptures tonight. Psalms 90, verse 4. For 1,000 years in thy sight are but as yesterday, when it is past, and as a watch in the night. Okay, 1,000 years is nothing to God. 2 Peter 3:8. But beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. Peter added this, God views that 1,000 years as a day, and a day as 1,000 years. Heaven does not run on time as we know it. I believe when we go into the 7th day, time will no longer exist. Or that's kind of what the scripture indicates. This is Revelation chapter 10. We'll start with verse 1 there. And I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven, clothed with a cloud, and a rainbow was upon his head. Excuse me, and his face was as it were the sun, and the feet as pillars of fire. And he had in his hand a little book open, and he set his foot, right foot upon the sea, and his left foot on the earth, and cried with a loud voice as when a lion roareth. And when he had cried, 7 thunders uttered their voices. 7 thunders. And when the 7 thunders had uttered their voices, I was about to write, and I heard a voice from heaven saying to me, seal up those things which the 7 thunders uttered, and write them not. And the angel which I saw stand upon the sea and upon the earth lifted up his hand to heaven, and swear by him that liveth forever and ever, who created heaven and the things that therein are, and the earth and the things that therein are, and the sea and the things which are therein, that there should be time no longer. All right. But in the days of the voice of the 7th angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished, as he hath declared to his servants the prophets. So, the 6 days of man, over. 7th day begins. Okay. We are transitioning right now from darkness to light. And I've got some scriptures on that. Isaiah 9. For 6,000 years, the earth has been under darkness. Isaiah 9, Isaiah 9:1 says, "Nevertheless, the dimness shall not be such as was in her vexation, when at the first he lightly afflicted the land of Zebulun, the land of Naphtali, and afterward did more grievously afflict her by the way of the sea beyond Jordan and Galilee of the nations. The people that walk in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them hath the light shine." See, we've been walking through the valley of the shadow of death. That's what it is here. We've been living under Satan's illusion. Plain and simple. "Thou hast multiplied the nation and not increased the joy. They joy before thee according to the joy in harvest, and as a man rejoice when they divide the spoil. For thou hast broken the yoke of his burden, the staff of his shoulder, the rod of his oppressor, as in the days of Midian. For every battle of the warrior is with confused noise and garments rolled in blood, but this shall be with burning and full of fire. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end. Upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice, from henceforth even forever, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this." Okay, turn with me now to Matthew chapter 4. We're going to look at verse 16 there. Oh, 16. All right. "The people which sat in darkness saw great light, and to them which sat in the region and shadow of death, light is sprung up." Talking about Jesus here. All right, Matthew 10:27. "What I tell you in darkness, that speak ye in light, and what ye shall hear in the ear, that preach ye upon the housetops." We're just going through some scriptures about the light, coming from darkness to light. Mark 4:22. "For there is nothing hid which shall not be manifested, neither was anything kept secret, but that it should come abroad." This is what's happening. We're going from darkness to light. If you've noticed, if you follow not the mainstream media, but you know, alternative sources, there's stuff dropping, and it's been drop, just the light coming out. Even mainstream media giving Trump credit for things and saying, well, he really did a good job on this, stuff that is uncharacteristic of what we've seen before. But that's the way this whole operation has been. It's been drips. And it's been like a real slow switching. And that's what we're seeing. That's what we're hearing. Okay, Luke 1:79. "To give light to them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace." Luke 8:17. "For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad." The attorney, is he the attorney general of the Merrick? Yeah. He's the attorney general of the United States. Yeah. He's coming out against Arizona and their audits. And one of the senators from Arizona, she said, "Sir, you will not touch our audit, lest you find yourself in an Arizona prison." I mean, she's standing up, man. I'm thinking, man, you go, girl. She knows he has no jurisdiction in their affairs. She's pushing back. That's happening all over the nation. people are pushing back on these deep staters that think they run everything and they rule. They do not. We're going. We're coming out of darkness into light. I thought, man, there's a couple of those women that are brave, man. They're pushing back. All right, this is Luke 12:3. Therefore, whatsoever ye have spoken in darkness shall be heard in the light, and that which ye have spoken in the ear and closet shall be proclaimed from the housetops upon the housetops. I'm looking forward to that. Full disclosure of all that has been done in the darkness. Everything they've done. Full exposure. It gets gooder. It just gets gooder. Okay, John 1:5. The Lord wants us to be encouraged. 1:5. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Okay, 8:12. John 8:12. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. When God spoke light, B, he actually spoke life, Zoe. Acts 26:18. Sometimes it's just good to hear the word, isn't it? Acts 26:18. To open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me. It's my prayer that these people that are finally waking up and seeing the light will come to salvation. All right, 2 Corinthians 4:6. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. All right, Ephesians 5:8. For ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as the children of light. Okay, I got one more on that. 1 Peter 2:9. For ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. We are so used to the darkness. It is all we have ever known. But all of this is about to change. No more will we have to confess this for this to be so, for it will be literally so. The time of man 6 is over. The number of man is 6. The time of God, 7 is here. Examples of 7s in Scripture. We're going to look at some of those. See some parallels here, and it's probably all through Scriptures, but this is just the one I'm going to hone in on. Joshua chapter 6. Remember the title? 7. God's number of completion. Also means it, believe it means victory. Completion. All right, verse 1 says, now Jericho was tightly shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out and none came in. And the Lord said unto Joshua, see, I have given unto thee thine hand Jericho, and the king thereof, and the mighty men of valor. And ye shall compass the city, all ye men of war, and go round about the city once. Thus shalt thou do 6 days. And 7 priests shall bear before the ark 7 trumpets of ram's horns. And the 7th day ye shall compass the city 7 times, and the priests shall blow with the trumpets. And it shall come to pass that when they make a long blast with the ram's horn, and when ye hear the sound of the trumpet, all the people shall shout with a great shout, and the wall of the city shall fall down flat, and the people shall ascend up, every man straight before him. And Joshua the son of Nun called the priest and said unto them, take up the ark of the covenant, and let 7 priests bear 7 trumpets of ram's horns before the ark of the Lord. And he said unto the people, pass on and compass the city, and let him that is armed pass on before the ark of the Lord. And it came to pass, when Joshua had spoken unto the people, that the 7 priests bearing the 7 trumpets of ram's horns passed on before the Lord, and blew with the trumpets, and the ark of the covenant of the Lord followed them. And the armed men went before the priest that blew with the trumpets, and the rearward came after the ark, the priest going on and blowing with the trumpets. And Joshua had commanded the people, saying, ye shall not shout, nor make any noise with your voice, neither shall any word proceed out of your mouth until the day I bid you shout, then shall ye shout. So the ark of the Lord compassed the city, going about it once, and then they came into the camp and lodged in the camp. And Joshua rose early in the morning, and the priest took up the ark of the Lord, and the 7 priests bearing 7 trumpets of ram's horns before the ark of the Lord went on continually and blew with the trumpets. And the armed men went before them, but the rearward came after the ark of the Lord, the priest going on and blowing with the trumpets. The 2nd day they compassed the city once and returned into the camp. So they did 6 days. And it came to pass on the 7th day that they rose early in the dawning of the day and compassed the city after the same manner 7 times. Only on that day compassed the city 7 times. And it came to pass at the 7th time, when the priest blew the trumpets, Joshua said unto the people, shout, the Lord hath given you the city, or hath given you the city, and the city shall be accursed, even it, all that are therein, to the Lord. Only Rahab the harlot shall live, she and all that are with her in the house, because she hid the messengers that were sent. And ye in any wise keep yourselves from the accursed thing, lest ye make yourselves a curse when ye take of the accursed thing, and make the camp of Israel a curse and trouble it. But all the silver and gold and vessels of brass and iron are consecrated unto the Lord, that they shall come into the treasury of the Lord. So the people shouted when the priest blew with the trumpets, and it came to pass, when the people heard the sound of the trumpet, and the people shouted with a great shout, that the wall fell down flat, so that the people went up into the city, every man straight before him. They took the city, and the utterly destroyed all that was in the city, both man and woman, young and old, ox and sheep and ass, with the edge of the sword. So 7. The 7th time was the complete. It was complete, okay? 7 in Hebrews, in the Hebrew, is divine submission and completion. What did it do? 7 times intimidated them, didn't it? It broke down all their defenses until it was complete. And then he had them shout, and the wall fell, and they went in and took the land, okay? All right, now we're going to look in the book of Revelation. We see these 7s like this in the book of Revelation. No, it's not 7 priests, 7 trumpets, and 7 times, but it's 7 vials, 7 seals, 7 trumpets, 7 vials, 7 thunders. Okay. Revelation 6. You see the cycle of victory for us, complete, that's being completed. I believe we're at the end of it. All right, this is chapter 6. And I saw the Lamb open one of the seals, and I heard as it were the noise of thunder, one of the 4 beasts saying, come and see. And I saw, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat on him had a bow, and a crown was given unto him. And he went forth conquering and to conquer. And when he had opened the 2nd seal, I heard the 2nd beast say, come and see. And there went out another horse that was red, and the power was given to him that sat thereon to take peace from the earth, and they that should kill one another. And there was given unto him a great sword. The third seal open. And when he had opened the third seal, I heard the third beast say, Come and see. And I behold, a black horse, and he that sat on him had a pair of balances in his hand. I heard a voice in the midst of the four beasts say, A measure of wheat for a penny, and three measures of barley for a penny, and see thou hurt not the oil and the wine. And when he had opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth beast say, Come and see. And I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and his name that sat on him was Death, and hell followed with him, and power was given unto them over the fourth part of the earth to kill with sword, and with hunger, and with death, and with the beast of the earth. When he had opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, How long, O Lord, holy and true, dost thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth? And white robes were given unto every one of them, and it was said unto them that they should rest yet for a little season, until their fellow servants also and their brethren that should be killed as they were should be fulfilled. And I beheld when he had opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood, and the stars of heaven fell unto the earth, and even as a fig tree casteth her untimely figs when she is shaken of a mighty wind. Now, what have I told y'all about what the say that the scenario of the seals, the trumpets, and the vials? What's at the end of that? Remember, I'm telling you, it's the same story, told three times, ends at the Battle of Armageddon, okay? You see the completion, the sevens, the completion. And the heaven departed as a scroll, and it rolled together, and every mountain and island were moved out of their places, and the kings of the earth, and the great men, and the rich men, the chief captains, the mighty men, every bondman and every free man hid themselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountains. And said to the mountains and rocks, Fall on us and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand? All right, let me look here. All right, 8:1 is the seventh seal, but it just talks about their silence in heaven when the seventh seal is open. Okay. What are these seals doing? It's revealing all they've done to us for 6,000 years, right? It's finally come to the populace. They see it for what it is. Okay. We've been through that many times, so I won't go through that. All right. Now, let's look at the seven trumpets. This is Revelation 8. Get a drink here. All right. 8:7. The first angel sounded, and there followed hell and fire mingled with blood. And they were cast upon the earth, and the third part of trees was burnt up, and all green grass was burnt up. And the second angel sounded, as it were, a great mountain burning with fire was cast into the sea, and the third part of the sea became blood, and the third part of the creatures which were in the sea and had life died, and the third part of the ships were destroyed. And the third angel sounded, and there was a great star from heaven burning, as it were, a lamp, and it fell upon the third part of the rivers and upon the fountains of waters. And the name of the star is called Wormwood, and the third part of the waters became wormwood, and many men died of the waters because they were made bitter. The fourth angel sounded, and the third part of the sun was smitten, and the third part of the moon, the third part of the stars, so all as the third part of them was dark, and the day shone not for a third part of it, and the night likewise. And I beheld and heard an angel flying through the midst of heaven, saying with a loud voice, Woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth by reason by the other voice are the other voices of the trumpet of the three angels which are yet to sound. And the fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star far from heaven unto the earth, and to him was given the key to the bottomless pit. And he opened the bottomless pit, and there arose a smoke out of the pit, as the smoke of a great furnace, and the sun and the air were darkened by reason of the smoke of the pit. There came out of the smoke locusts upon the earth, and unto them was given power, as the scorpions of the earth have power. And it was commanded them that they should not hurt the grass of the earth, neither any green thing, neither any tree, but only those men which have not the seal of God in their foreheads. And to them it was given that they should not kill them, but that they should be tormented 5 months, and their torment was as the torment of a scorpion. Now, these things are all false flag events. These are all warnings. These trumpets are declaring what they have done for 6,000 years. The seals opened our eyes, and these trumpets are showing us what they're doing. There's something I want to read to y'all. that this is someone, this, I don't even know who posted this. It says 7 presidential messages would go out to all mobile phones worldwide. Before the phones were disconnected, this was the 7 trumpets, 7 kingdoms, and for the storm. A blackout would occur worldwide in order to change it to the Tesla free energy system. The blackout was necessary and shouldn't take long. We would need power for our TV emergency broadcast system and homes. The emergency broadcast system would then be broadcast through the television. This is what we're fixing to encounter. This is what they've been dropping for a few weeks now. There's going to be 7 whatevers right here on the mobile phone from the president. 7 messages. Do you think it's a coincidence?
No.
I don't think so. I just thought it was interesting. All right, where did I stop? Oh, 6. And in those days, men shall seek death and shall not find it, shall desire to die, and death shall flee from them. And the shapes of the locusts were likened to horses prepared to battle. Like I said, I believe it's the virus, or it's not really, I don't think there's a real virus, but whatever they've done is turning back on them. And the shapes of the locusts were likened unto horses prepared unto battle. And on their heads were, as it were, crowns like gold, and their faces were as the faces of men. I saw something today. It shows the nanobots. When they shoot it into them with the nanobots, what it does. And they're trying to push that these nanobots could go in and do all kinds of things without people having to have surgery. They could control the nanobots. Yeah, it's weird. They look like little creatures, little robots. Yeah. And they had hair as the hair of women. They had teeth, the teeth of lions. And they had breastplates as it were breastplates of iron. The sound of their wings was as the sound of chariots of many horses running to battle. They had tails like unto scorpions. There were stings in their tails, and their power was to hurt men 5 months. And they had a king over them, which is the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name in the Hebrew tongue is Abaddon, but in the Greek tongue hath his name Apollyon. One woe is past, and behold, there come 2 woes, more woes hereafter. The 6th trumpet. The 6th angel sounded, and I heard a voice from the 4 horns of the golden altar, which is before God, saying to the 6th angel, which had the trumpet, loose the angels which are bound in the great river Euphrates. And the 4 angels were loosed, which were prepared for an hour and a day and a month and a year for to slay the 3rd part of men. The number of the army of the horsemen were 200,000. I heard the number of them. See, things have been heating up for a while. Things are going on in places. And thus I saw the horses in the vision, and them that sat on them, having breastplates of fire and of jacinth and brimstone. The heads of the horses were as the heads of lions, and out of their mouths issued fire and smoke and brimstone. But by these three was the 3rd part of men killed by the fire and by the smoke and by the brimstone, which issued out of their mouths, for their power is in their mouth and in their tails, for their tails were likened to serpents, and had heads, and with them they do hurt. The rest of men which were not killed by these plagues, yet repented not of the works of their hands, that they should not worship devils, and idols of gold, and silver, and brass, and stone, and of wood, which neither can see, nor hear, nor walk, neither repented they of their murders, nor of their sorceries, nor of their fornication, nor of their deeds. This is Armageddon again. They're getting the payback from what they've done. Okay. All right, now let's go to chapter 11, verse 15. And the 7th angel sounded, and there was a great voice in heaven saying, the kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our God and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. It's complete. They've done all their deeds. Payback. All right, now Revelation 16. I realize this is a little different tonight, but it is what it is. Starting with verse 1 here. And I heard a great voice out of the temple saying to the 7 angels, go your ways and pour out the vials of the wrath of God upon the earth. And the first went and poured out his vial upon the earth, and there fell a noisome and gruesome sore upon the men which had the mark of the beast, and upon them which worshipped his image. And the second angel poured out his vial upon the sea, and it became as the blood of a dead man, and every living soul died in the sea. And the third vial, and the third angel poured out his vial upon the rivers and fountains of waters, and they became blood. And I heard the angel of the waters say, Thou art righteous, O Lord, which art and wast and shalt be, because thou hast judged thus. For they have shed the blood of saints and prophets, and thou hast given them blood to drink, for they are worthy. And I heard another out of the altar say, Even so, Lord God Almighty, true and righteous are thy judgments. The fourth angel poured out his vial upon the sun, and power was given unto him to scorch men with fire. And men were scorched with great heat, and blasphemed the name of God, which hath power over these plagues, and they repented not to give him glory. And the fifth angel poured out his vial upon the seed of the beast, and his kingdom was full of darkness, and they gnawed their tongues for pain. You know, a lot of people are scared that this darkness that they talk about is going to be us, but I don't believe that. I believe it's going to be for them. They're finally going to be censored with no voice and blaspheme the God of heaven because of their pains and their sores and repenting of their deeds. I put here media blackout. And the sixth angel poured out his vial upon the great river Euphrates, and the waters thereof was dried up, that the way of the kings of the east might be prepared. And I saw three unclean spirits like frogs come out of the mouth of the dragon, out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet. For they are spirits of devils working miracles, which go forth unto the kings of the earth and the whole world to gather them to the battle of that great day of God Almighty. Behold, it comes a thief. Blessed is he that watcheth and keepeth his garments, lest he walk naked, and they see his shame. And he gathered them together into a place called in the Hebrew tongue Armageddon. And the seventh angel poured out his vial into the air, and there came a great voice out of the temple of heaven from the throne, saying, It is done. It's complete. And there were voices and thunders and lightnings, and there was a great earthquake, such as was not since men were upon the earth, so mighty an earthquake and so great. The great city was divided into three parts, and the cities of the nations fell. And the great Babylon came in remembrance before God to give unto her the cup of the wine of the fierceness of his wrath. Every island fled away, and the mountains were not found. And there fell upon men a great hail out of heaven, every stone about the weight of a talent, which I told you that is 60 to 100 pounds for these stones, the hail. And men blasphemed God because of the plague of the hail, for the plague thereof was exceeding great. All right. Then the Lord gave me this word. It's not usual I have a word from the Lord on Wednesday night, but I'm going to read it to you. I believe we're at this time. The day is coming, and it's even now here, when you no longer have to hide your light under a basket, looking for opportunities where you might be able to share your light covertly. A time is coming that you will shine as bright stars in the dark world. People will be drawn to you and to the light because of the light. They'll be drawn to you. And I've interjected some scriptures through this because I want to qualify what I'm saying here. This is Philippians 2:15. You can either just, let me see if I, most of them I think I typed them out. Yeah, I typed this one out. That you may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world. It will be no longer hidden, but my glory will be manifested among the people. Just like Saul, he stood head and shoulders above the people, so will you. People will be drawn to the light in you. No more toiling involved to try and help someone, or discouragement not able to find even one that would listen. They will flock to you, and I will give you wisdom that you do not know to help them. As hard as it has been, plowing that hard fallow ground now and breaking up that hard fallow ground, the hearts of men will begin to soften to hear my words. Hosea 10:12. Sow to yourselves in righteousness, reap in mercy. Break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord till he come and rain righteousness upon you. All the hardness is about to change, a total change in the atmosphere of the earth, from darkness to light. You have never really experienced this light. You have become accustomed to the darkness. That day in the garden, darkness came to reside here. Now the light has come. Isaiah 61. Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. What has happened? Many will ask. My warriors have punched a hole in the darkness so the light could shine through. The light will heal the earth. 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people, who are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, will forgive their sins, and heal their land. The light and the glory will break through and transform. It will be so bright that people will have to adjust to it. All they have known is the darkness. Soon the light will cover the earth. Habakkuk 2:14 says, for the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. It will be tangible to the senses, the lifting off of the burdens of my people. Isaiah 10:27. It shall come to pass in that day that his burden shall be taken away from off thy shoulder, his yoke from off thy neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. Isaiah 60 verse 2. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth and gross darkness the people, but the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. Revelation 11:15. And the seventh angel sounded, and there were great voices in heaven saying, the kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. Satan's reign of 6,000 years is over. What has been hard will now become easy. No more toiling or spinning. No more hours of petitioning and proclaiming. Isaiah 65:24. And it shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer, and while they are yet speaking, I will hear. All that hindered will be removed. All right, second, I want to read this. Have to turn to this one. 2 Thessalonians. Chapter 2. Verse 7. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who now litteth will lit until he be taken out of the way. And then shall that wicked one be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. See, he's been behind the scene, hindering all this time. But now he'll be revealed for who he is. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders, with all deceivableness of unrighteousness of them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. For this cause God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believed not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. I've always been ready and willing to give you whatever you ask or think. Doesn't that scripture bear that out? Before you even ask, he's answered. Yeah. The evil one has hindered, but soon he will be taken away. Revelation 20:1-3 talks about the angel taking the angel, or taking the devil with a great chain and bounding him and put him in a pit for 1,000 years. The world system is full of darkness and wickedness, as you have come to understand, and oppressive. Now you can understand why it's been so hard. It is the opposition of the evil one. It's all about to flip, just like flipping on a light switch. And the darkness is dispelled. As children of the light, you've been in a fight against this darkness. Light is swallowing up the darkness. See, by us pushing through and doing what we've been doing, we're punching holes in that mess up there in our atmosphere. The prince of the power of the air. This kingdom of light will heal anything it comes in contact with. The very air you breathe will be healing for your spirit, soul, and body, as well as the earth and creation. There will be nothing missing or nothing broken. That's what peace means. Nothing missing, nothing broken. Peace, shalom. In the earth, it'll be goodwill towards men. I am the restorer. Isaiah 58:12. And they that shall be of thee shall build the old waste places. Thou shalt raise up the foundations of many generations, and thou shalt be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of paths to dwell in. While men are running about looking for signs and giving their dates, this is happening right before your eyes. They cannot see the forest for the trees. In the days ahead, you will realize just how much my grace has seen you through. I have been in you and with you through it all, and I did not let you fall or fail. It will not take you long to acclimate, and the rest of your days will be great. From hell and earth to heaven and earth. At this very moment, evil is being eradicated from the earth. The earth has been groaning, and it will soon rejoice in the manifestation of the sons of God. The flesh has ruled for 6,000 years, but now the spirit will have its way. It will be supernatural. Flesh is natural. The spirit is supernatural. Now it will be easy to walk in my ways. Man has come full circle. The time of man 6 is over, and 7 completion is here. Okay.